Good morning. Welcome to worship. Special welcome to those of you joining us from home as we celebrate Christ the King Sunday, of where we recognize that it is Christ who reigns on this earth, but in a very different way than what we usually think of rulers and rulership. Let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning with our confession. I invite all who are able to stand. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Trusting in that promise of grace, mercy, and forgiveness, invite us to take a moment in silence for self-examination. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for our sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, God gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of power and might, your Son shows us the way of service, and in him we inherit the riches of your grace. Give us the wisdom to know what is right and the strength to serve the world you have made. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Prepare your hearts, minds, and ears to hear the Word of God.
Good morning. This is the reading from Ezekiel, the 34th chapter. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As shepherds seek out their flocks when they are among their scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries. I will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel by the watercourses and in all the inhabited parts of the land. I will feed them with good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel shall be their pasture. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and they shall feed on rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. But the fat and strong I will destroy. I will feed them with justice. Therefore, says the Lord God to them, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep, because you pushed with flank and shoulder and butted all the weak animals with your horns, and you scattered them far and wide. I will save my flock, and they shall no longer be ravaged, and I will judge between sheep and sheep. I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd, and I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
In your hand, Lord.
The second reading is from Ephesians, the first chapter. Paul writes, I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and he has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 25th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. Then he will say to those at his left hand, you that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me, naked and you did not give me clothing, sick and in prison and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you? Then he will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from Christ the King, God our Father, and from the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's an old saying, wherever the queen goes, she smells fresh paint. Think about it. Wherever the queen goes, she smells fresh paint. It's far easier to prepare for a visit from a dignitary when you know their precise schedule, when they'll arrive. It's a lot harder when they surprise you. I'd venture to guess that most of us are inclined to spruce up our dwellings and get everything in order when we know company will be coming. And I suspect few among us like to be surprised. As we come to the end of the church year and the start of the Advent season, we hear a lot about the coming of Jesus, not only in anticipation of his birth, but in preparation for his coming again. Only his coming will be like a thief in the night. He will come at an unexpected hour. On this Christ the King Sunday, it's worth noting that we've spent most of the past 52 weeks hearing the gospel according to Matthew, and we've spent the last 3 weeks in chapter 25 of Matthew. Let me remind you, Matthew begins with a genealogy connecting the original hearers of this gospel to their ancestry and reminding them of the fulfillment of God's promise that was made to Abraham and Sarah, that Abraham would be a great nation, so that through him all the families of the earth will be blessed. All the families of the earth will be blessed. The lineage of Jesus the Messiah is then traced through Joseph, the husband of Mary, and it goes back down through the centuries and generations to King David, and then all the way back to Abraham and Sarah. And by virtue of our baptism, we too are grafted onto this family tree, which means that we too are living into God's promises fulfilled. The kingdom of heaven has come near. But to our ears, kingdom may sound a bit archaic, outdated, patriarchal. It may conjure up images of monarchies such as Britain's royal family, and the latest paparazzi shots depicting what William and Kate or Meghan and Harry are up to. Or else we might think of old Disney movies where a princess in distress awaits the arrival of her Prince Charming to come to her rescue and save the day. Even if we try to focus our attention on the inbreaking of the kingdom of heaven or the reign of Christ, it can seem terribly out of touch with our modern worldview. Some have advocated replacing kingdom, dropping the G, with kindom, K-I-N-D-O-M, kindom. Proponents suggest kindom may be less problematic for our ears than kingdom, that perhaps will be more readily accepting of the kingdom of God, and that can serve as a reminder of the way we're drawn into a relationship with God and one another and all of creation. Our interconnectedness and our interdependence is like a worldwide web of relationships that are woven together into a masterful tapestry by a relational God who desires to redeem and reconcile us for good. And so as we look back on these past 3 weeks, let me also remind you that Jesus began this discourse by saying, "The kingdom of heaven will be like this." For those of you who've been paying close attention, 2 weeks ago we heard the parable of the 10 bridesmaids who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. We heard how the bridegroom was delayed and how they all fell asleep. At midnight, they were awakened. There was a shout that at last the bridegroom had arrived. Only when the bridegroom came to lead the bridesmaids into the wedding banquet, only 5 of the 10 were there. The other 5 had gone off to buy more oil for their lamps. Pastor Ben reminded us that those who had remained present for the bridegroom's arrival were ushered into the wedding banquet, while those who weren't present were shut out. And last week we heard another parable about a man who was going on a journey. Before he left, he summoned his slaves and he entrusted his property to them. To one of them he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to the third just 1. Upon the master's return, the first 2 brought forth their talents and they had doubled them. The first brought 10, the second 4. And the master commended them, each one of them. He said, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things." Meanwhile, his third slave had buried the master's talent. Upon his master's return, he said, "Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seeds. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground." I suggested last week that perhaps it was self-fulfilled prophecy, that the third slave was judged harshly for the way he perceived his master to be and for his unwillingness to take risks with what had been entrusted to him. As we come to the end of another church year, both of these parables have something to teach us about what we are to do while we await Christ's second coming, while we await Christ's return. Pastor Ben reminded us, it's not simply about being prepared, though. It's about being present. And last week I suggested it's not only about being a good and faithful steward of what has been entrusted to us, it's also about what we do with those talents while we wait. And in the time of waiting, it's not simply about playing it safe, but about taking risks. But it's also about trusting that we will not be shut out of the wedding banquet, nor will we be judged harshly for our aversion to risk-taking. Rather, it's more about trusting fully that God's kingdom will come on earth as in heaven, that Christ will indeed come again, and that each and every day in between provides an opportunity for us to be the light of Christ, shining in the darkness. And now today in our gospel reading, we heard how Jesus began by saying, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered together before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates his sheep from the goats." Did you notice that both groups ask the very same question? When was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison? And both groups are equally surprised. The first group was surprised by the king's commendation. "Just as you did it to the least of these, you did it unto me." The second group were surprised by the king's condemnation. "Just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." I started with an old saying about the queen smelling fresh paint wherever she goes. I wasn't implying God expects us to go all out, as if the queen herself were coming for a visit. Instead, I truly believe Christ calls us to care for the least of these, because wherever there is suffering, you can be sure that Christ himself is present. Wherever there is suffering, we can be sure that Christ is truly present. And so as people of God, living together in faith, we can be sure that we will meet Christ our King whenever our eyes are open to see the very face of Christ in one another and in our neighbors in need. Feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, welcoming the stranger, clothing the naked, caring for the sick, visiting those in prison means we, the people of God, are being called to serve Christ by serving the least, the last, and the lost. For whenever we tend to the suffering of others, we meet our Lord and Savior Christ the King, the one who traded his crown of glory for a crown of thorns, the one who suffered on the cross so that we might have new life, abundant life, now and forevermore. Thanks be to God. Amen. With the whole church, let us confess our Christian faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Let us turn our hearts to God as we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Christ, our King, you call your church to provide food and drink to the hungry and thirsty, to welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, care for the sick, and visit the imprisoned. Direct your church to respond to this call with faithfulness and a spirit of generosity. We give you thanks, O God, for the work of the ELCA World Hunger and our partnerships with local feeding ministries such as Fish and Food for Lane County. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Christ, our King, you have brought us into union with all creation, with mountains, waterways, dry lands, animals of the field, birds of the air, and fish of the sea. We ask your guidance as we care for the earth and all its creatures. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Christ, our King, you have shown us merciful judgment. Guide rulers of every nation in ways of humble service and just decision-making. Inspire citizens and leaders of all nations to aid those in need and bring peace in places of war, conflict, and unrest. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Christ, our King, you have shown us the depth of your love through your own suffering, death, and resurrection to new life. And so we boldly offer our prayers for those known to us who are in need of your healing presence. We pray this day for Carlin and Larry Campbell, Terry Chapp, Chuck and Arlene Dietz, Dal and Gay Haverlin, Doug and Jody Martin, Morgan McCrory, Jim and Marnie Reinmuth, Jeff and Gretchen Seamus, and Shirley Watson. For whom else do the people pray? For all these we've named aloud, and for those we hold in our hearts, and for those known only to you, we pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Christ, our King, we praise you for the faithful witness of those who have served you by extending your love and mercy to the least among us. Unite us together with the saints into one body in Christ, and comfort all who grieve. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace now with one another. Remember to turn and wave and greet those at home and our friends at the Springs. As our worship continues, a few announcements for our life together. I want to make note that next Sunday marks the beginning of Advent with worship in the morning and lessons and carols at 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Only this year, We're getting a jump start by kicking off the Advent season at Together Tuesday this week. The full Advent and Christmas worship schedule is on an insert in your bulletin. I direct you to that and ask that you take that home and keep it handy so that you are aware of all the service times and opportunities. And please note that as we do this, that there will be some times when the service time has changed or that there's only one service, such as on Advent 4, the fourth Sunday of Advent happens to fall on December 24th. And so in the morning we'll be celebrating the fourth Sunday of Advent, and in the afternoon we'll shift gears and celebrate Christmas Eve. And so we want you to be aware that there will be only one service at 9 a.m. on the 24th. Please note all of those and also join us for soup supper this coming Tuesday and hold an evening prayer following soup, and then classes and activities, including children's choir rehearsal, will begin as usual at 6 p.m. Today also you're invited to grab a cup of coffee and join Pastor Ben in the library for an adult class. And I want to highlight, finally, the food drive for FISH. FISH stands for Friends in Service to Humanity. And we've invited our children to bring items from the FISH box to the altar as we sing our offertory hymn today. So Evan's going to help do that as we bring the offering forward. And we invite you to help fill up the FISH box during this season as we gather the food for those neighbors in need. So together, let us join in singing our offertory hymn, Come Ye Thankful People, Come.
Thank you.
invite all who are able to stand. Let us pray. God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts, that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence. In Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and at all places give thanks and praise to you. Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, fulfilling the promise of the resurrection, you pour out the fire of your Spirit, uniting in one body people of every nation and tongue, and so with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Mighty and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, preach good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, broke it, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. For distribution this morning, we'll invite you to come forward through the center aisle, up to around the rail. Feel free to either kneel or stand and receive the bread as a wafer, and then the cups are the individual cups, which have either red wine or white grape juice. If any of you have trouble navigating the stairs, please feel free to just sit in the first pew, and the servers will come to you. All are welcome at the Lord's table. This is Christ's meal, and it's Christ that bids you come. and by all who are able to stand. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Blessed be your name, O God, for we have feasted on your word, Christ Jesus, the joy and delight of our hearts. Strengthened by this food, send us to gather the world to your banquet, where none are left out and all are satisfied. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And receive a benediction. The blessing of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, surround and sustain you, keep you from harm, and fill you with courage. Amen. Peace. Serve the Lord.